bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
A few years ago, I came across a concept which I thought wasn't possible. But I read it, and I kept reading, trying to cross-reference and research. It was about the power of folding a paper. If you just had a paper, like this one, just a piece of paper, A4, and you could fold it. You fold it once, you fold it twice. Now, if you could fold it 40 times, how high would this be? Now, many people would say, well, it would be like that if you fold it 50 times, 40 times, or 42 times, precisely. But what I read said, if you could fold this paper 42 times, the length of that paper, the width of it, will be the distance from Earth to the Moon. Yeah? I said, that's not possible. Oh, yes, it's possible. It's scientific fact. If you could fold this 42 times. If you fold it 52 times, you get to the sun. If you fold it 90 times, you get to the end of the universe. I know you don't believe me. I know you don't believe. I'm not going to stand here and lie to you. You don't believe. The same thing I say, that's not possible. By the way, you can't fold any paper more than 7 times. Because by that time, it gets difficult. A few people have tried it, and it's worked. But the maximum you can do on this earth is to fold paper 12 times over. You can't do it more than 12. For you to do that, you're going to need paper that is as big as the universe. But theoretically, if you can fold this paper 42 times, it will be the distance from the planet Earth to the Moon. And I could work the mathematics for you, but I'm not a mathematician, so I'm not going to work it for you. But it illustrates the power of exponential growth. The power of exponential growth. And you can go online and just Google fold paper 42 times. And you have all the theories set out there. Power of exponential. It doesn't make sense to the mind, but it's true. And I use that same power just to talk about the way money can grow. Money can grow over 41 years. And the concept I'm going to illustrate on the screen to you, and I spent much of this week with my calculator working out all the numbers so I know these numbers are correct. I'm not a mathematician, but the calculator doesn't lie. If I had one city, one Ghana city, and I could double it in a year, and whatever amount I get, I double it in 1 year, how much do you think the money would be in 40 years or 41 years? One Ghana city, I double it next year, double it next year. For 40 years, how much is it going to be? I'm going to show it on the screen right now. Okay. All right. So let's start. So first year, you have one Ghana city. So that's one. That's all you have in 1 year. The next year, second year, let's go. It's two cities. The next year, it's four cities. It's not much. The next year, fourth year, it's 8 cities. Next year, 16. Next year, 32. Next year, 64. It's just 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 2, 4, 3 plus. No. Next year, 9th year, 128, 256, 9th year. By the 10th year, it's 512 cedis. It's not a lot of money, is it? Then we go to the 11th year. By the 11th year, it is 1,024 cedis. That is, you've doubled the amount every year, not every day, just every year, one whole year. You have, by the 11th year, 1,024. Now, it's a long process, so I'm not going to show you the rest. I will only show you 10-year intervals from there. So by the 12th year, it will be 2,048. The 13th year, 4,096. The 14th year, 8,192. The 15th year, 16,384. The 16th year, 32,768. The 17th year, 65,536. The 18th year, 131,072. The 19th year, 262,144. The 20th year, 524,288. The 21st year, that's the 10 years after, is 1,048,576. Now it gets sweeter. The 22nd year is 2,097,152. The 23rd year, 4,194,304. The 24th year, 8,388,000, and I wouldn't mention the rest, it's getting too long. 25th year, 16,777,000. The 26th year, 33,555,000. The 27th year, 67,108,000. The 28th year, 134,317,000. The 39th year, 268,400,000. 30th year, 536,870,000. The 31st year is 1,773,741,824. By the 32nd year, it's 2.1 billion. 33rd year, 4.2 billion. 34th year, 8.5 billion. 35th year, 17.1 billion. 36th year, 34.3 billion. 37th year, 68.7 billion. 38th year, 137 billion. 39th year, 274.8 billion. 40th year, 543.7 billion. The 41st year is 1 trillion. Imagine if that was your investment. Though the beginning is small, yet the latter end will greatly increase. You can start from the Nevada Missi and produce the Amazon. That is if you're working with 100%. Now, if you're not working with 100%, it will be slightly less than this, but it is very impressive. What I learned is that if you allow things to grow, they really grow. So, what would have happened if you were doing such an investment and you cashed out all your investment after the 11th year? After the 11th year, you would only have 1,024. That's not a lot of money after 11 years. But if you just waited 10 more years, it would have been 1,048,000. The difference between the 11th year and the 21st year is 1,047,552. Just wait 10 years. Now, if you waited another 10 years, the difference goes into billions, 1,673,000,000, and then the other one is way out there. So, can you imagine somebody, you know, I work in places, and I work in the church and work. And one of the things I've seen, you know, most workplaces, they have maybe Social Security fund and they have Provident fund. And most people I've seen is, you know, they start with their Provident fund, they contribute 5 years, and then they cash the money. And then they start again, and then they cash the money. Or they start 10 years, they cash the money. Now, if you look at this project, by the 10th year, it doesn't seem like you're doing much. The breakthrough happens from the 21st year, and the 31st year, and the 41st year, and the 51st year. Now, if that amount was allowed to grow for 100 years, you couldn't, I don't think my calculator can calculate it. So if you start a savings project and you save for 1 year and cash your money, you've wasted your money and wasted your time and wasted everybody's time, because the power is not in the immediate cashing. It has been allowing the thing to grow over a certain number of years. The threshold is 21 years. But if you really want to go 31 years or 41 years. That means that if your child today was born and you started investing for the next 40 years of your child's life, that your child, by the time they are 40, would have access to wealth beyond your dream and their dream. And if you're smart, you will not put all of it into his hands. There are ways to manage all of that. The point I'm trying to make to you is that, one, you can start small and you can grow. And the principle is, don't cut short the growth process. Because if you have short-term agenda, you would never accumulate anything. We see it. If the Amazon River at the source is dammed, it would not be that big river. If somebody decides, I would not let it flow, I'm going to drink all the water from this source, it will just feed a family. But if you allow it to flow for 7,000 kilometers, it's going to be a huge river, providing 20% of all the fresh water in the earth. You want to be a millionaire? It's easy. You're not going to steal it. You're not going to beg for it. But you can develop a program. You may not hit it in 20 years. You may not hit it in 30 years. But I can guarantee you, I've done all the mathematics. I've computed it. I've been doing it for weeks. And I can guarantee you, the average person, if they were able to commit to a 40-year plan of savings, their retirement will be sweet. This process where some of you have, where you start saving, some of you cashing your Social Security, you cashing your Provident Fund, you cashing your investment to go and buy a car, to go and buy a furniture, to go and buy a TV. You are drinking your Amazon. You are drinking your Amazon. You have to allow the thing to flow. So part of the order I want everybody to bring into their lives: don't cash your investments. You say, Pastor, I need money. It won't solve your money problem, because by the time you cash it, it's insignificant. We saw it by the 10th, 11th year, that thing is just 1,000 something. It's insignificant. But if you allow it another 10 years, look at what it becomes. Allow it another 10 years. It's now mind-boggling. Another 10 years, you can't even write down the figures. I wish that was my number. 1 million. 1 trillion. I don't. 1 trillion cedis, no matter how much the cedi depreciates against the dollar, a trillion is a trillion. Except a Zimbabwean trillion. But a Ghanaian trillion is a good trillion. I mean, the dollar can be one cedi to 100. A trillion is a trillion. If you discount it by 100, you still have some decent money to work with. You can build your resources, but you have to delay gratification. You have to hold your appetite. You have to stop competing with people for shoes and cloth, and competing with people for food, and trying to impress people with these things. If you can hold yourself, there's nothing more annoying than a poor person who is competing. You are poor. You are competing with cloth and shoes. Somebody buys shoe. I let another meet you. I can buy a shoe. You are wearing your Amazon. Some of you have been eating your Amazon. You've been drinking your Amazon, wearing your Amazon, driving your Amazon, watching your Amazon. If you had just waited a little bit, it's amazing what you should grow. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.